Good morning. We're going to return to a topic that we touched on earlier in the week, saying Amen after the bracha of somebody you hear saying a bracha via the telephone. So we brought the opinion of the Minchas Elazar, who said it's permitted to say Amen. He rivals a Gemara from Sochim, Shafilu Mechitza Shel Barzel Einam Afsekes, even if there is an iron, a metal Mechitza between the two of them. There we were talking about the minion and somebody answering to the minion, and he applied that to somebody answering to Amen, Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, to a minion over the telephone. He said it is not a problem whatsoever. And he went as far as to say, so you can even be Yotze when you hear via the telephone, or you can be Yotze the Megillah, for example, when you can't make it to shul, you hear it on the telephone, say Amen to the brachas, and you can be Yotze the Kriyas HaMegillah. The second opinion is brought by the Be'er Moshe, who says as follows: it is permitted to say Amen if each of two conditions are fulfilled. The first condition is that the person hearing the bracha knows what bracha is being said, and number two, on the condition that he doesn't want to be Yotze. You cannot be Yotze on the telephone, so accordingly, you shouldn't say Amen if you're thinking about being Yotze. But if the two conditions are fulfilled, you don't know what bracha, you know what bracha is being said, and you're not being Yotze, then you can say Amen. And he rivals a proof from a famous Gemara in Brachas that talks about a massive shul in Alexandria, that there the chazin, serving as a gabbai, when it was time to say Amen, would lift up these sudarim, these banners, these flags, to inform people it was time to say Amen. And he says that's because there they knew what bracha they were saying Amen afterward, even if they weren't hearing it. So that is its first condition. You need to know which bracha. And number two, you cannot be Yotze via the telephone. Opinion number three is brought by Rav Shlomo Zarben Arbach, who is machmir afilu b'bracha shein hashomea mechuyav. Even for a bracha that you aren't mechuyav, that you're not intending to be yotze, if you are not in the same shul or right next to it. So you can't even say Amen after a bracha unless you are together with the minion answering or close to them, right outside, for example. And he brings, again, the same Gemara that the Be'er Moshe brought, that famous shul in Alexandria with the banners being lifted up by the chazan, by the gabbai, with those flags going up. And he says the point of that Gemara is that everyone was together there in the same room. And accordingly, although it was a massive room, but they were together, and that's what permitted them to say Amen, but it was only Amen to a bracha that they were not being Yotze. They were saying bracha, they were simply saying Amen to the Chazarat HaShatz, for example, the repetition of the Shemoneh Esrei, but no one was being Yotze saying Amen after the brachas there. So that's the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zarben Arbach, that to say Amen, you can't do it by a telephone. Even if you're not being Yotze, you have to be in the same room together. And in fact, Moadim Uzmanim follows, he says the same thing, that's Rav Moshe Sternbach. He says, Baram Kol, even if it's a speakerphone, a microphone, you aren't Yotze. And Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim Kulam Ba'ulam Gadol Yachad Mitzrayim B'Kach, if everyone was together in the same room together, that's the concept of the Shul in Alexandria. That would be one thing. However, Kishaino Imo Bahamakom, however, if you're not together in the same location, and also, he says, Vigam Eno Shomea Kolomamash, and you're not hearing his actual voice, you're hearing it through an electronic means, you cannot even say Amen. So he's of the view, like Shlomo Zalman Arbach, that you cannot even say Amen after a bracha, whether you're being Yotze or not, if you're hearing it via the telephone. So there we have it. Three opinions. Opinion number one, you can say Amen, no problem. You could, even in theory, be Yotze. Opinion number two, you can say Amen as long as you know the bracha that's being said and you're not being Yotze. And the third shita, that you cannot even say Amen even if you're not being Yotze, unless you're in the same area, the same shul, or right outside, but not via the telephone. Just to mention Rav Moshe Feinstein's opinion on this, he says, simply put, you need to say Amen after a bracha that you hear on the telephone or from a microphone, from a suffolk, via suffolk, it's a doubt, are you able to say Amen or not? So he says you should be machmir, and you indeed should, and you should be required to say Amen after hearing that bracha. So there we have a whole range of views on our Shaila, saying Amen when hearing a bracha via the telephone. Have a wonderful day.